Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Airing business performance.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Stiles back on the show. Doug was my very original accountant, the first CPA to join me on the show to help us understand the financial aspect, the financial management of our businesses, and he's been joining us ever since. We've missed him for a little while because he's been so darn busy in alleged retirement, but he's back now, and he's a guy who the AI CPA turns to train and help other CPAs with their businesses. He's also a professor at Monmouth University in the great state of New Jersey. More importantly, though, he's our good friend. Doug Stiles, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's nice to be with you. And a snowy morning in central New Jersey,
yeah.
I might add.
And by the way, I should be more specific. Joining us from all the way from the beautiful hamlet of Red Bank, New Jersey. And so thank you, Doug, for being here. We've missed you.
It is a beautiful spot.
We've missed you. Hey,
beautiful spot covered with snow again this morning.
Is it fresh snow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another 3 inches overnight.
I'm coming to New York today.
Well, you're going to just see a dusting up there, but we're
yeah.
an hour south of that.
Yeah, you're about an hour south, aren't you? Hey, Doug, one of the things that CPAs, and a lot of people might be a little surprised to hear us say this, but after they think about it, they'll figure it out, but a lot of people might be surprised to hear you say that you've been spending a lot of time helping other CPAs figure out how to help their small business owners understand the Affordable Care Act. Isn't this why is this an accounting issue? Isn't this an insurance issue?
It's both. And one of the things that I've said to my small business owners that I represent and the CPAs that I train is you need to work with insurance advisors. And, of course, that turns a lot of people blue just thinking about it because, unfortunately, too many people that have insurance licenses just worry about the commissions they're going to make.
Right.
If you have a reliable and somehow you think honest insurance person, you need to bring them into the circle, but don't leave out your CPA because
right.
The tax laws are very much affected. Just to run through a couple, just skip around the small business for a minute. Every taxpayer who has income for 2013, a single over $200,000, married filing jointly over $250,000, is subject to at least two new taxes for
Damn.
2013. Has nothing to do with health care.
Unbelievable.
It's raising revenue to help pay for this horrendous piece of legislation. Yes, they said that.
You know, when I hear, folks, I'm sorry, that was just a natural reaction to what Doug said. You know, I mean, like small business owners need more taxes.
Exactly. But remember, hey, I didn't vote for President Obama, and I don't agree with him politically, but I admire the guy for one thing, Jim. He said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to increase the coverage of health care around the country. We're going to get people that are not insured. I'm not sure this is doing it. But no,
he's failed at both of those.
Well,
both of those things
minute.
Are failed.
He also said, I am going to tax the rich.
He did that. He's well, I don't know about the rich, but he's taxed the job maker. Let me put it this way. What he meant was, when he said tax the rich, what he meant was I'm going to tax the job creators.
Well, that's what you and I think, and that's
the reality. No, that's the reality.
But remember, the guy never had a job. He never
had a
business.
That's right. No, I agree.
Not sympathetic at all. And if you listen to last night's tirade, oh, by the way, we're going to raise minimum wage. That'll do a wonderful
thing. Yeah, you can imagine how your small business clients are feeling about that. So back to Obamacare.
Okay.
So they got to be prepared if they're successful, if they're filing jointly or individually, and they're over a certain amount, they're going to have new taxes. One of them is a surcharge, right?
Well, yeah, there's a 3.8% tax on so-called net investment income, which defies explanation, so don't go there.
Yep.
And there's a 0.9% tax on all of your earned income, whether it's self-employed or whether you work for somebody. And remember, this is strictly the employee side. So the employers that are listening, if you are fortunate enough to have income over the $200,000, single, $250,000, married filing joint, you're going to pay more tax, but you're not going to have to match any of these new taxes for your employees.
Right.
It's strictly employee tax.
It's not payroll tax, it's an income tax.
Well, except you got to collect it and remit it, which is the
Right, but you just don't have to match it like you do the payroll.
Right, exactly. It's an increase in the Medicare tax is what it is. The sad part is it's not going to Medicare. It's going
right.
to the general
That's
fund.
Exactly right, folks. It's being diverted over to fund this atrocity called the Affordable Care Act, which is not so affordable. And we'll take a quick break. It's 20 till. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Doug Stiles. Some things you need to know to get prepared for this year. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.